Blog Talk Radio.
Source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. You can also receive our free print catalog. Just send your name and mailing address to MrUFO8@hotmail.com. I'll spell that out for you. MrUFO8@hotmail.com. MrUFO8@hotmail.com. Find out what they don't want you to know.
If you're so worried about my effect on the kids, don't publicize it. Stop asking me about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game for anybody to ask me about my feelings on drugs and then put me down for talking about it.
Right.
If they don't want it to spread round, stop writing about it and stop asking people like me whether they take drugs or not.
Welcome to another eye-popping edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio, streaming out live to the world and beyond from our studios just north of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is James Harp. I have returned from a long hiatus from the internet waves from my bunker just north of Toronto. Decided to come up, see some light, and give the people out there all of the suppressed news that I've accumulated over the last year or so. We are just waiting for our special guest host to call in, Mr. Tim Schwartz. He has a lot of information from the Conspiracy Journal in the U.S. and lots of things that I would like to talk to him about. Unfortunately, there's a bad connection, and I don't know whether we're going to get a hold of Mr. Schwartz or not for this segment, our inaugural segment coming back from hiatus of Cosmic Horizons Radio. This is the great thing of internet radio. We get out to the world and maybe beyond from our studios right here, atop of a very large tower on my bunker just up here north of Toronto. And we like to give the listeners out there our view, well, really not our view, but unveil the veil that seems to cloak the media these days. You know, too many people are worried of really what's going on in Hollywood, and we have a very special segment. I'd like to talk to Mr. Schwartz about suppressed media by sources as the FBI and the DEA. Why are they suppressing this media to the public? Why not give all the facts and let the public decide for themselves? Very interesting thing also, while we're waiting for Mr. Schwartz to call in, how Sean Spicer has quit the Trump administration effective very soon. We just got the news out, and I'm sure it is broadcast in all the main news sources that Sean Spicer has quit the Trump government. A lot of controversy going on about the Trump government, especially with the selection of delegates that forms his cabinet or his Senate. Us right here in Canada seem to have our hands full with our present Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and the certain things that he is doing to complicate the lives of Canadians. Whether you support it or not, that's one of the great things of free democracy. You can vote in who you feel. You can maybe impeach who you feel that's not doing a very good job. And that's the great thing of living in a free society such as North America, Canada, and other countries abroad. A lot of strange things going on in the world, especially around Area 51, where there's been a new structure found. It's Area 51 is in Nevada and is really off limits to a majority of the people who really can't get in. It is a fenced-off area where there is said a lot of secret information going on. Organizations such as DARPA have been formed, and they have, so people say, gathered intelligence and knowledge from alien beings and took that knowledge and built spacecraft or war machines that way suppress the war machines that are out there right now. A lot of things going on in Area 51. All of a sudden activity that has been seemed to be dormant for quite a while, but some strange things are happening there. We're not too sure what, but we're going to get to them very soon and find out what's going on in Area 51. Strange creatures also found in certain parts of the world that we're going to hopefully bring to you in other editions of Cosmic Horizons Radio. We're not too sure where our guest is, Mr. Tim Schwartz, who has a lot of valid information in his weekly newsletter called The Conspiracy Journal. A lot of facts that he is not suppressing but giving out to the media, and it really lets you decide for yourself what's really going on in the veils of secrecy. Not only secrecy in our government, but also secrecy in the media. Recently on Conspiracy Journal by Mr. Tim Swartz, witness spot dinosaur-like creature in North Carolina Lake. Now, just recently on July 8th, a man from Mecklenburg County said he saw a dinosaur-like creature. He's a salesman who provided a full name but asked to remain anonymous, told Cryptozoology that he was at Lake Norman in North Carolina on a boat with his friends when the animal showed up on Saturday morning, July 8th. He described the alleged creature as 10-foot-long dinosaur that looked a bit like the mythological Loch Ness Monster. He said the animal was visible for 1 minute before disappearing back in the water, and the strange things that happened. There are no photographs or videos submitted with this report. This is just the latest ongoing series of monster sightings on the special man-made lake in North Carolina. Now, there's even a website called LakeNormanMonster.com that allows people to post their sightings. Most people describe the creature called, they give it a name, Normie, as looking like the famed Loch Ness Monster that allegedly inhabits Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. The page is devoted to the Lake Norman Monster on the website, and it notes there's no physical evidence to support the existence of a monster living in Lake Norman in North Carolina. The site speculates the sightings could involve a giant fish or alligator. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't tend to do very much fishing in this North Carolina lake called Lake Norman. Who knows what you might bring out of the water. Now, it seems there's a lot of sightings ranging from crocodilian-like creature to more classic three-hump serpent that seem to have whiskers like appendages, flippers, and a ragged looking dorsal fin. Lake Norman monsters. This is a strange thing. The sightings actually went back over 50 years ago. There's been not only one sighting of this so-called Lake Norman monster, but a lot of sightings have gone back close to 50 years ago. Some people say it's a catfish, a damn big scary one too, but this fish might have got a lot bigger in 20 years. I've been down to that southern part of the States, and let me tell you, there's some damn big catfish in there. But I don't ever remember seeing anything that looked like a Loch Ness Monster. And again, as I say upon many things, where is the evidence? Along with his alien sightings, where are the sightings? And we're just, you know, speculation is speculation, but when you have videos and when you have information to back up your claims, that's a different story. But there's always stories coming out, and we'll leave it up to the reader to believe them or not, but we like to believe all the unbelievable things right here on Cosmic Horizons Radio. All of a sudden, there's a lot of strange things happening all over the world and always around, it seems, war-torn countries. Battles going on. Tanks going across the streets of these war-torn cities. There always seems to be some sort of UFO activity around places that are under siege. And it's not only soldiers that have seen UFOs. We can go back into certain presidents that have seen UFOs. John Lennon has reported seeing UFOs, as well as a vast array of presidents. Whether there is life out there, there's got to be life in this vast universe of ours. We cannot be the only life form there. There has to be other life. Whether you believe in UFO crashes, whether you believe in reptilians, whether you believe in certain mythological gods, that the UFOs did come down during biblical times and actually carved hieroglyphics into the granite stone of certain caves and dwellings of people of that time. Belief is a big thing around the ufology field and the people who study UFOs. A lot of sightings here in Canada as well, but we have not had a crash that we have obtained any debris to my knowledge of Cosmic Horizons Radio here in Canada. There's been a lot of sightings in the sightings of UFOs in the U.S. as around the world as well, but the only debris that has been found is the crash at Roswell, and that debris has not really surfaced. It was obtained by certain forces that have not released that information. And I think in this age of enlightenment, we all believe in something. Whether we believe in aliens, whether we believe in UFOs, why has the government suppressed this kind of information? When we go back to a project called Project Blue Book, there were certain officers in the U.S. Air Force that did see UFOs, but did not report them further than their officers. It did not leave the room, but there are certain UFOs saw by the U.S. Air Force. Why this information is suppressed? We're trying to get details released under the Information Act, but it is very hard to get, especially UFO information released. Why? I'm not too sure. We should know what's out there, and I don't think if we even did find out what is out there, it would really bother us all of that much. Very interesting times coming ahead with civilization moving forth. Have we adapted alien technology that we are not aware of, such as these new driverless cars that has sensors built in that can drive themselves, no need for a driver? Is that a remnant of alien technology? Strange sightings recently in Area 51 has come alive again in Nevada. And speaking about suppressed information, why is all this information suppressed? Well, according to Tim Schwartz in the Conspiracy Journal, he seems to get to the bottom of this, where there's a lot of evidence pointing towards a lot of suppression. How Hollywood promotes war for the Pentagon, CIA, and NASA. This is an article by Tom Secker and Matthew Elford in the Conspiracy Journal. Matthew and Tom report on their astonishing findings from trawling through thousands of U.S. military and intelligence documents obtained under the Freedom of Information Act. This raises new questions not only about the way censorship works in the modern entertainment industry, but also about Hollywood's little-known role as a propaganda machine for the U.S. national security apparatus. A lot of people think that CNN is controlled by other forces other than the media forces, whether they have to pass a lot of information by before it is actually released, was a lot of what a lot of people say. We will never know the truth in that, but we hope to bring forth the truth and let you decide yourself on Cosmic Horizons. Funny how the media seems to be manipulated to certain things such as Marvel and DC cinematic universes. And here is a few examples that the CIA even helped to make an episode of Top Chef that was hosted at Langley Air Force Base, featuring then CIA Director Leon Panetta, who was shown to have skipped dessert to attend to vital business. Was it seen real, or was it a dramatic statement for the cameras? Let's host at Langley Air Force Base, where at Langley Air Force Base, there's a lot of strange happenings that go on that we're not really told of. We're going to touch on Langley Air Force Base, another edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio. And we go into the military political censorship of Hollywood. Now, when a writer or producer approaches the Pentagon and asks for access to military assets to help make their film more believable, they have to submit their script to the Entertainment Liaison Office for vetting and for looking over the whole script. Ultimately, the man with the final say is a man called Phil Strub, the Department of Defense Chief Hollywood Liaison. Now, if there are characters or dialogue that the Department of Defense don't approve of, then the filmmaker has to make changes to accommodate the military demands. But the whole strange thing, if they refuse, the Pentagon packs up its toys and goes home. To obtain full cooperation, the producers have to sign a contract which locks them into using a military-approved version of the script. Now, of course, this can lead to arguments when actors and directors ad-lib or improvise outside of this approved screenplay by the Department of Defense, because, as you know, a lot of actors like to ad-lib their parts. They think this might add a little bit to the show, which it automatically does, and releases a lot of tension among the people making the film. Now, on the set at Edwards Air Force Base, when they were filming Iron Man, there was an angry confrontation between Phil Strub and director of Iron Man, Jon Favreau. Favreau wanted a military character to say the line, "People would kill themselves for the opportunities I have," but Strub objected. Now, the director of Iron Man argued that the line should remain in the film, and according to Strub, he's getting redder and redder in the face. "I'm just getting annoyed. It was pretty awkward." And then he said angrily to me, "Well, how about they walk over hot coals?" He was surprised it was that easy. Now, here's a director of Iron Man, Jon Favreau, arguing with the Department of Defense, Phil Strub, on what line to say. He had the script okay, and all of a sudden they want to change the line, and there's certain things that was censored. Now, another one-line quip that was censored by the Department of Defense came up in the James Bond film Tomorrow Never But Dies. Now, when James Bond is about to halo jump out of a military transport plane, they realize he's going to land in Vietnamese waters. In the original script, Bond's CIA sidekick jokes, "You know what will happen, it will be war, and maybe, this time we might win," which would probably be a no-no with the Department of Defense. This line, of course, was removed at the request of Department of Defense. Strangely, Phil Strub of the Department of Defense denied there was any support for Tomorrow Never Dies when the scholar in the field, Lawrence Sood, only lists the Department of Defense connection unacknowledged cooperation. So they tend to mess around in a lot of military scenes that have to be censored before it is released to the public. There's a lot of dialogue that is removed, such as guinea pigs dying from radiation, germ warfare, all these boys, reference to covert military experiments on human subjects, and Top Gun, Transformers, an act of valor, are so dependent on military cooperation that they couldn't have been made without submitting to this process. Now, you have to submit to this process to get your movie done, and it's a big, and it could mess up the movie, but that is one of the stipulations of working with, of course, the Department of Defense of the U.S. getting some media manipulation out there. Well, 5 minutes left in the show. I'm sorry our guest Tim Schwartz didn't call in. But one quick quip off the Conspiracy Journal, paranormal activity at Ripley's Museum. You know, I was going to go to Ripley's Museum out by Niagara Falls, U.S. But, you know, after I see this information here, Panama City Beach, I'm kind of not wanting to go right now after reading this. A team of paranormal investigators are looking to turn skeptics into believers with evidence they claim to have captured during an investigation at Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum earlier this week. David Weatherly of Two Crows Paranormal said his team was called to the museum in March in Panama City by management to look into reports of everything from strange sounds, disembodied footsteps, to full apparitions witnessed by guests. They recently finished reviewing what they collected, and while they recorded a number of unexplained experiences, one clip in particular stands out. Now, this clip was captured on a structured light sensor, which is essentially a modified Xbox Kinect camera that maps movement and energy. Now, this clip reportedly shows a figure manifesting in front of an African executioner's table in the space of a few seconds, where they said the figure kneels down and his head disappears. Now, this was captured on a modified Xbox Kinect camera, captured on a structured light sensor. This was an apparition in the room of Ripley's Believe It or Not in Panama City. Not only that, they also had an unsettling encounter using a voice box. Now, a voice box is a device that quickly scans radio frequencies to pick up supposedly other world voices. Near a statue of African God, Weatherly said his partner set the box down by the statue, and they both heard the phrase, "Get ready, Sphinx, and behold." Now, there's a lot of strange happenings in this Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in Panama City. I haven't heard anything in Niagara Falls, but I'm sure we're going to hear something on Cosmic Horizons Radio very soon. So on that note, short show this afternoon. I'd like to thank all you listeners out there, and we will be on hopefully Monday nights. Not too sure of the time, at 6:30 or 9 p.m. We've got a new schedule coming up on the Cosmic Horizons radio show. And we've also signed a deal to be a sponsor of AWE Wrestling right out of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And their main inaugural bout coming up October 15th in beautiful downtown Hamilton at the Royal Canadian Legion. We're a proud sponsor of that show, and we really hope them well in their inaugural show. So we'd like to thank all the listeners out there in Cosmic Horizons Radio Land on the Blog Talk Radio system, and remember, as always, someone out there is always watching you. Watch them. Until next time.
Number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. You can also receive our free print catalog. Just send your name and mailing address to MrUFO8@hotmail.com. I'll spell that out for you. MrUFO8@hotmail.com. MrUFO8@hotmail.com. Find out what they don't want you to know.